This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Deadly Israeli attacks that blew up Hezbollah radios and pagers crossed all red lines, the leader of the heavily armed Iran-backed Lebanese movement said on Thursday in a speech broadcast as sonic booms from Israeli warplanes shook buildings in Beirut. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
In a speech broadcast from an undisclosed location, Hassan Nasrallah called the attack, quote, unprecedented in the militant group's history.
Thousands of pagers were targeted by the Israeli enemy, and they were all detonated at the same time. The enemy violated through this attack all the regulations, laws, and red lines.
Lebanon and Hezbollah have blamed Israel for attacks on Hezbollah's communications equipment that killed at least 37 people and wounded around 3,000. Israel has not commented directly on the attacks, which security sources say were probably carried out by its Mossad spy agency.
Zachary Goldman from Reuters. Ukraine's leader will meet with President Biden and Vice President Harris next week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
Volodymyr Zelensky's visit here to the White House will come as he pushes the U.S. to let Ukraine use Western-provided long-range missiles for striking deeper inside Russia. The administration is not convinced, amid fears loosening the restrictions would not only have limited impact, but also provoke Vladimir Putin. He's warned Russia will be at war with the U.S. and NATO if the weapons are used. Officials say they want more details on how Kyiv would use them and how they fit into broader war strategy. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. The spreading of the Mpox virus at the epicenter is worrying neighboring countries. AP correspondent Sam Mendick reports.
Kamituga in Congo's South Kivu province is the epicenter of this outbreak, and Kamituga is where this new outbreak began and where a new strain of the virus was found earlier this year. Health officials say that if the situation is not brought under control here, that the situation is going to be extremely hard to control in eastern Congo as well as in neighboring countries. Mpox is a disease that can be transferred through contact, but this new virus, health officials say, is extremely transmissible through sex. The international community is struggling here to stem the flow. They say they do not have enough resources, there's not enough money, and they do not have what they need in order to stop the chain of transmission. What everyone here says they need most are vaccines, which have yet to arrive.
Sam Mendick from the AP. Hunter Biden will be sentenced on felony firearms charges in December after the judge agreed to a delay requested by the defense. President Joe Biden's son was convicted in June of three felonies to the purchase of a gun in 2018 when prosecutors said he lied on a federal form by saying he was not illegally using or addicted to drugs. He was initially scheduled to be sentenced on November 13th, but the judge agreed to delay the hearing until December 4th after Hunter Biden's lawyer said they needed more time to adequately prepare. The gun charges are punishable by up to 25 years in prison, though he is likely to get far less time or avoid prison entirely. Amid economic distress, Sri Lanka seeks change through the coming election. VOA's Anjana Pasricha reports.
A significant number of uncommitted voters is making it hard to forecast the outcome of a crucial election, which will shape how Sri Lanka copes with the challenge of ensuring political and economic stability. Sri Lanka will hold elections for a new president Saturday in the first polls since massive popular protests ousted former president Gotabaya Rajapaksa at the height of a crushing economic downturn. The country's 17 million voters will choose between three main contenders: President Ranil Wickremesinghe, who was elected by Parliament. His main challengers are opposition leader Sajith Premadasa and Anura Dissanayake, head of a Marxist-led coalition. Anjana Pasricha, VOA News, New Delhi.
A candidate for president in Tunisia has been sentenced to 20 months in prison on election fraud charges that his attorney decried as politically motivated. Businessman Ayachi Zamel is among several presidential candidates in Tunisia to have faced prosecution and arrest in the months leading up to the North African country's October 6th election. A court on Monday charged him with falsifying the signatures he gathered to file the candidacy papers needed to run for president. He faces similar charges in other jurisdictions throughout Tunisia. Civil liberty advocates have decried the arrest of presidential candidates as a symptom of Tunisia's democratic backslide. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.